Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show, and I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you so much for joining me this Monday morning. What can I say? Did you catch a movie this weekend? Well, if you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one this week out was the new film, The Boss, starring Melissa McCarthy. That one raked in over $23 million. Number two, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. One of the stars of that film, of course, is the handsome, talented Ben Affleck. And that one made this weekend alone a little bit over $23 million also. Number three, Zootopia. Of course, that is the kid-friendly animation film there. And that one has one of the voices of Jason Bateman. Number four, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Two, one of the stars of that film, Rita Wilson. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 brought in almost $6.5 million. Not bad at all. Number five, Hardcore Henry. Let me tell you, Hardcore Henry looks really good. First week out in the top 10 here. Number five, and that one raked in just a smidget over $5 million. And number six, Miracles from Heaven. And that one raked in almost $5 million there. And, of course, Miracles from Heaven. Now, this is an interesting film. Of course, one of the stars is extremely talented and beautiful, Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah. But did you know the film Miracles from Heaven, one of the producers is preacher T.D. Jakes. And, you know, every time he is involved in a film, it has a very good, you know, of course, religious type of theme to it, a very good feeling movies, and his movies are really good. It's something very positive, a miracle working, a lot of communication. I like these kind of movies. I like all movies, but I do like this style of movie. And with all the crime in the world and all the bad things that are going on in the world, it's nice to go to a movie and get just a really good feel movie. And you can't go wrong with the cast and the producers and the script. So there you have it there. Very, very nice. Miracles from Heaven. Number seven, God Not Dead 2. And one of the stars of that film, of course, is Ernie Hudson. And that one made just a little bit over $4 million there. Number eight, a Divergent series. Alignment there. Now, with the Divergent series here, this movie is interesting. It made a little bit over $3.5 million there, but the one thing in that one, one of the stars there is Jeff Daniels. I am a big Jeff Daniels fan, so I just thought that was pretty good. So I'm sorry, the Divergent series, Allegiant, I think I said Alignment, but Allegiant. So very good there. Number nine, 10 Cloverfield Lane. That one stars John Goodman. Can't go wrong when you have John Goodman. And number 10, Eye in the Sky. Now, listen, on this one, it made just about $3 million there. Not bad at all. And one of the stars of that film for Eye in the Sky is Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. And you know what? She is sexy. She is so talented. She is gorgeous. I just love her. I love her. So, again, in the top 10 list this week, a lot of very good film. Every single film has a talented actor or a talented voiceover artist, a talented producer. So I thought this top 10 movie this week, hey, I thought it was just the rocking. Okay, a lot to choose from there. All right, moving on to, did you catch any of the 2016 MTV Music Awards? Hey, well, of course it was on TV, but if you didn't get to catch it, well, of course, what do we have here? Well, we have some of the highlights from the movie. First of all, I thought this was very interesting. Here, MTV Generation Award went to actor, and I think he's sometime producer too. Yeah, of course, Will Smith. So good for him. I think he deserves it. So yay to Will Smith. I met him once when I was on the show. No, I didn't. I met him at a premiere when he did that movie with Vivica Fox. He was very, very nice and very, very humble. So congratulations. He wouldn't know me if he fell over, but congratulations to Will Smith. Movie of the year, no surprise here. Okay, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, no surprise there. I thought that was interesting. Best female performance, Charlize Theron for her Mad Max Fury Road. I was kind of surprised. She was good. She's excellent in everything she does. I was just surprised to see her there. Anyway, best male performance, Leonardo DiCaprio. Interesting for his performance in The Revenant. Very interesting there. Let's see. I just thought it was very interesting there. True Story. MTV Award went to Straight Out of Compton. What can I say? Excellent film, excellent there. Can't go wrong. The performance, the story, how they, you know, told the story. I mean, it was, they should have won that award, is what I'm saying, in my opinion, of course. Ensemble cast, the award went to Pitch Perfect 2. Remember Pitch Perfect 1? Funny. Let's see. Interesting. And best hero, Jennifer Lawrence. In the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, let's see, best action performance, I have down Chris Pratt, Jurassic World, interesting there, and for the comedic role, Melissa McCarthy, now, of course, she's in the film The Boss, but what could I say, she is so funny. Do you remember Melissa McCarthy when she was on The Gilmore Girls? I mean, wow, she was good then. She was really, really good back then, but I would have never have predicted that she would be as big as she is now. And I think her roles are so different. So not only does it show that Melissa McCarthy is a brilliant, you know, comedian, but she's just multi-talented because when she was in Gilmore Girls, she was absolutely excellent. Her character Suki in that when she played the chef at the end. But as a comedian, I mean, she just simply blows it out of the water. So I thought that was pretty deserving for her to have that. Interesting. Best kiss. Well. I never get this right. I don't pay attention to the kiss. Anyway, best kiss for the MTV Movie Awards. I thought this was really sweet. Rebel Wilson and Adam Devine. Pitch Perfect 2. Now, my whole thing is, when you give somebody the Best Kiss Award to the judges, I guess it's like they judge everything else. Do they really have to sit and watch that kiss? How do we judge if someone gets a Best Kiss Award? I don't know. But I thought that was kind of interesting. However it's done, whoever the judges are, what a sweet job to sit there and have to view someone kiss and see if it's true. Does it have meaning? Is it real? Is it authentic? What a neat job. I used to know a lady that was a food tester and for different restaurants, and I forgot when she did it. But one thing I thought was so neat, she would say, it's great because this month they're going to be testing different cheesecakes, and we just sit in a room all day, and we just take samples of cheesecake. And we have strawberry, chocolate, cheesecake, raspberry. And then they test ice cream. And then they test candy. And, I mean, it was such a neat job. Now, the pay was just minimal. But I thought, what a perk. It was really neat. So all I'm saying is the judges who decide on the best kisser, I think that would be such a neat job. Now, just sit there and think about it for a minute. You actually get to sit there, and you have to look at all the different movies and see which kiss is the most authentic. How neat is that? But by the same token, there are jobs where you have to see who has the best fight scene. So I would think that that would be pretty exciting and a lot of fun. Basically, just to be a judge on any of the movies and films and TV shows, I would think would be a pretty fun job. All right, so there you have it. Oh, best action performance. That one goes to Chris Pratt for Jurassic World. Very interesting there. Best hero, Jennifer Lawrence. We kind of knew this one. I bet everybody got this one. for her role in The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. Interesting, best villain, Adam Driver for Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Interesting there. And best virtual performance goes to Amy Poehler for her role in Inside Out. Interesting there. I just thought it was very cute. And best comedic performance, Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool. So there you have them, MTV Music Awards. If you saw them, I hope that you got to enjoy them. Oh, and let's not leave out the least one that gets so little attention but deserves recognition, best documentary, Amy. So there you have it all right there. I hope you enjoyed the MTV Awards. I hope that you follow MTV. I think they're always fun to watch. I usually watch them, and they usually run them over and over and over. So you can catch them multiple times. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, it just seems like so much fun there. All right, everyone. Well, what could I say? If you have a pet, make sure that you spay or neuter your dog and cat. Don't forget, if you're in California, check out Sam Simon. .org for spay and neutering information. Don't forget, actors and others for animals. Perhaps they will be able to help you. There's no guarantee, but perhaps they will be able to help you. Check with your local animal control shelter or your local vet to see about if you need any type of financial help. You know, $10 here, $5 here, $20 there goes a long way to get your pet spay and neuter, and a lot of people offer a lot of services for low spay and neuter. Okay, take care of your animals. Too many animals running around in the streets. It's just too many. I passed 7 animals wandering in the street yesterday. 7 homeless animals in different areas. Too many. All right, everybody, making a great day or not, the choice is always up to you. This is Lynn Burnett. We are at www.coffeechatter.net. Much love and much peace. Much peace. And I will talk to you next Monday morning. Okay, everybody, what can I say? Be safe, be happy, be kind. Tell somebody they look good. Tell somebody that the dog they got is cute. Watch that smile come on. Hold that door open for the little old lady. Say please and thank you. Be beautiful, people, because you can. Be beautiful because you have the power. Be who you need to be, okay? But make sure whoever you be, always stay humble. Bye-bye.